This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday.
And yeah, I know you have in closing, I want to say something to people about being encouraging. You know, I hope that in my legacy, when people talk about me when I'm gone, I want people to, one of the things I want them to say was, he took the time to stop to enlighten other people. He took the time to encourage young people. He took the time out of his day, his schedule, to invest money, effort, everything into just trying to empower other people. You know, I think that's an important thing for me, you know, and as I sit here in my life and I meet people from everywhere who stop me and say, hey, man, I saw a video of yours. It really encouraged me. Or, hey, man, I was watching a motivational thing and you popped up and you said something that really helped me. You know, we sit on these mics, all of us. We come on this show every morning, Shirley, Carla, Tommy Jr., Monica, and we do stuff and we really don't know, though, the full effect that it has. You know, how many people count on us in the morning to be a part of their morning drive or their morning routine or whatever the case, or getting off work, listening to us, whether it's the opening, whether it's the enjoyment of giving them a laugh before they go into work or whatever it is. And we just don't know. But we just kind of hope that we become or are impactful to people. And that's one of my hopes, man. I want to say something to everybody out there today. Listen to me. God loves you. He really does. And he created you with a purpose. God has a plan for you when he made you. None of you were accidents. Whether you know your parents or not, have a relationship with one of them or don't have a relationship, the fact that you were here was because God wanted you here for whatever that purpose or reason. And that purpose or reason is to prosper you. Now, in prospering you, it doesn't mean that your life won't have setbacks and challenges, because it will. There's this thing called life that happens to all of us. All of us experience grief. All of us experience sorrow, pains, disappointments, setbacks, cancellations, repossessions. All of us, man, firings. All of us experience this thing called life. But if you have a relationship with God, God enables you to endure the process of life. And it's okay that you're experiencing life, because everybody, listen, everybody's handling it the same way. Not handling it the same way, but it's happening to everybody the same way. You ain't the only person with some problems. You ain't the only person facing challenges. You ain't the only person feeling disappointment. You ain't the only person that ain't found the right one for you. But if you form a relationship with God, God helps you endure all these things and gives you a measure of peace that you can have within yourself to help you endure. I can't tell you how many times God's presence in my life has provided me a peace. You know, I watched some dude on the internet. I don't know who he was. Nice guy, though. He was just talking about how your failures become so public now because of cyberspace, because of the internet. Any of your failures, I don't care what it is, it becomes so public now. What you used to suffer with in silence is now done publicly. And it ain't even you that's got to put it out there. It's just, as soon as somebody find out something wrong in your life, they post it about show life. And they make you the focus so they can get clicks and likes and views and all this here. And it just makes life even more increasingly difficult. I'll just tell you it is. It's harder for younger people to grow up now. It's harder to stay married now. It's harder to survive the influx of life situations now because people take it upon themselves to make your failure so public. I can't tell you how many public failures I've had to endure, but in the quietness of my life, how many times because of the relationship I had with God, he done wrapped his arms around me and raised me up out the mud. Now, whether y'all see it or not, the fact that you are still here is evidence enough that God is working in your life. The fact that I'm still here, that no matter what they say about you, no matter what they've said about me, in spite of it all, you're still here. That's God at work behind closed doors. Now, if you have the ability to rejoice in it and give God the credit and glory, then wonderful. But I can't tell you how many times he done taped me up, bandaged me up, lifted me up and propped me up in the quiet of my home while everybody was still laughing. Do you know how many people laughing at you at your job and your family and on the internet about something that happened to you a long time ago? And they keep rehashing it, bringing it up. Man, stop letting people do that to you. If God got you through it, move on. Quit letting people bury you with your past. If you have someone in your life that is constantly reminding you of who you were and what you did, man, get rid of them people. God is in the blessing business. But more importantly for all of us, God is in the forgiving business. God forgives people, man. He's forgiven me 1,000 times. I'll probably need 1,000 more. Pick yourself up and go on about your business, man, and stop worrying about what other people have to say about you because they are not the architect of your future and they are not the author of your life. Give that power, credit, and glory to God and forget them people, man. Let them haters hate and keep on. Just have a relationship with God, man. Y'all have a great day today, okay? Those are my closing remarks. God willing, we'll see y'all tomorrow morning. In the meantime, hey, vote for Kamala Harris if you care about the country, okay?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.